She thought it was just a weekend getaway. A quiet trip with her fiancé, one last escape before locking in a new property deal. But when Mia Daniels walked out of that boutique hotel, she didn't know her life had already detonated. A 12-second surveillance clip, her in a silk robe, letting a man into her suite, was everywhere. Twitter, Reddit, TikTok. Within hours, she was branded the cheating liar of the internet. Her engagement? Destroyed. Her career? Derailed. The clip became a meme, her name a punchline. Except one thing was missing from the story. Mia never cheated. The video wasn't fake, but the story was. Staged, scripted, weaponized. The man in the footage was an actor. The hotel setup, the camera angles, the timing, all of it orchestrated by her jealous ex-boyfriend. A tech-savvy narcissist with a god complex and a plan to ruin her life, pixel by pixel. In an age where video means truth and viral means justice, Mia became a scapegoat for a crime she didn't commit, and the world loved every second of it. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Girl in the Robe. The hotel was beautiful. Boutique, modern, and private. Tucked into the side streets of Coral Gables, it was the kind of place where executives disappeared for retreats and influencers booked suites for the minimalist lighting and creamy walls. No logo. No paparazzi. No security questions unless you asked for them. Mia Daniels stood barefoot at the floor-to-ceiling window of room 804, her red silk robe catching the late morning light like a signal flare. She sipped the rest of her champagne, watching the valet hustle back and forth 8 stories below. Her fiancé, Jordan Crest, had gone downstairs to finalize a closing document on the beachfront property they were about to co-invest in. "Just 45 minutes," he had said, kissing her shoulder before disappearing down the elevator. This was supposed to be the calm before their storm. In 3 months, she'd become Mrs. Crest. She had just landed a new consulting deal with a Latin American tech accelerator. Her podcast, Power and Presence, had doubled its listener base. And after 3 years of bad breakups, stalkers, NDAs, and therapy, she finally felt safe. Then came the knock at the door. 3 soft taps. Mia turned. She wasn't expecting room service. Jordan had already ordered breakfast. Her heels tapped across the hardwood. She opened the door. A man stood there, holding a bottle of rosé. Tall, Latino, with warm eyes and a tight smile. "Hi. Sorry. I think I found this key card in the hallway," he said, holding up a platinum hotel card. "It might be yours. It says 804 on the back." "Oh," she blinked. "That's mine. I must have dropped it." She reached forward, took the card with one hand, and instinctively stepped back, not far, just a lean. The man hesitated, then held out the bottle. "This is for you, too, from housekeeping. They said you had a birthday or something." She tilted her head. "No, that must be a mistake." He grinned awkwardly. "All right, sorry about that. Have a good one." He walked away. Mia closed the door. 10 seconds. That was all. And somewhere, above her, someone was already editing it. The video dropped 6 hours later. At first, Mia had no idea. She and Jordan had checked out by noon. He was cold in the car ride back to their condo, but chalked it up to stress. By 3 p.m., she was at her laptop prepping for a remote brand strategy call. That's when her friend Aaliyah texted her, "Girl, go to Twitter. What is happening?" Then came the screenshots. Then the DM requests. Then the calls she didn't answer. She found it on Reddit first, Title: Miami Girl Caught Red-Robed and Red-Handed, Hotel Suite 804 Views, 96K in 2 hours. Clip: A 12-second hallway camera capture. A man. A wine bottle. Mia, in the robe, answering the door and smiling. She takes something from him. Steps back. He enters. The door closes. End of clip. No audio. No context. No follow-up. Just innuendo. Within 2 hours, it was stitched into TikTok reaction clips. She belongs to the streets. How men get destroyed before marriage. By sunset, it had hit 1.2 million views. Jordan didn't call her. He didn't text. He didn't ask. He simply unfollowed her, blocked her number, and removed her tagged engagement photos from Instagram. The next morning, she woke up to an email from the Power and Presence producer. We're placing the show on pause until we sort this out. Sponsors are nervous. Hope you understand. By noon, her main client dropped her with no explanation. And by midnight, Mia Daniels, respected strategist, soon-to-be bride, speaker, woman, had become a meme. What no one knew, not her followers, not her friends, not even Mia herself, was that someone had planned it. Someone had booked a suite in the same hotel, 2 floors up, suite 107. And that someone had watched it all unfold from a laptop, screen recording the chaos. That someone was Ryan Blair. Ryan wasn't just an ex-boyfriend. He was a warning sign Mia had ignored and then learned from. He was charming when they met, intelligent, tech-savvy, and quick with emotional vulnerability. Their connection felt immediate. For the first 6 months, he was everything. Supportive, romantic, protective. Then came the lies. The job interviews that never happened. The passive-aggressive jealousy. The silent treatment when she succeeded. The fake phone number she found in his wallet. The secret app he installed on her phone. A GPS tracker hidden in a Find My Car utility. She ended it after one final argument where he accused her of sleeping with a coworker based on an email notification. She didn't cry. She didn't explain. She just blocked him. Moved on. And Ryan never forgave her for that. In the 2 years that followed, Ryan watched from a distance. He made fake Instagram accounts to view her stories. He set up Google Alerts in her name. He kept a folder labeled MIADALS on his hard drive with screenshots of her photos, bios, news mentions. He knew when she started dating Jordan, knew when they moved in together, and when she posted the engagement pic with the caption, "No more questions, just yes." Ryan lost it. He didn't want her back. He wanted her ruined. So he planned. He bought a new laptop, paid in cash, rented a luxury suite in the hotel 2 floors up, posed as Jordan's business associate, and sweet-talked the concierge into revealing their suite number. Then he posted a job listing on Craigslist. Male actor needed. Non-speaking role. 10 mins. No nudity. Pays $300 cash. Must be available Saturday morning. Must look clean cut. Real footage, real reactions. Harmless viral content. The actor arrived at 10:48 a.m. Ryan handed him a wine bottle, a hotel key card, and instructions. Knock. Say you found the card. Offer the bottle. If she asks questions, say it's from housekeeping. Walk away after. He never said the words prank. Never said the words camera. Never said Mia. He positioned the hallway camera using access he'd bribed from a hotel night clerk, $1,000, and a signed fake release form saying it was for private security research. He downloaded 3 hours of hallway footage, extracted the 30 seconds he needed, and fed it into Adobe Premiere. He cropped the timestamp, muted the audio, slowed the clip by 10%, color graded it, added a soft, suggestive sound effect, barely audible, but enough to imply something more. Then he uploaded it to a burner account on Reddit and tagged it with buzzwords. Neither caught cheating, nor rather female ERs, nor trust issues, or hotel truth, he seeded comments from other dummy accounts. My girl did the same. Never again. She even smiled when he walked in. That's evil. By the time Mia saw the video, it had already been downloaded by content farms, stitched into TikToks, and aggregated by low-rent YouTube drama channels. It was out of her hands. It was everywhere. But not everyone bought it. Leticia Mendez didn't believe what she saw, and that's why Mia hired her. Leticia used to work cybercrime for Homeland Security before starting her private forensic firm in South Florida. She was the one people called when reputations needed rescue, and she had a rule. Never trust what you see on the internet. Within 72 hours, Leticia had already flagged anomalies. First, the compression rate of the video suggested two layers of editing. Second, the original camera angle was from a model that watermarked every frame, unless someone removed the watermark. Third, hotel staff confirmed there was no internal request for a gift delivery to room 804 that day. And more importantly, no wine bottle in their minibar matched the one in the clip. Then Leticia tracked the metadata of the Reddit post. The upload had been routed through a proxy server. But the Reddit account's creation timestamp matched the IP of a hotel guest from room 1007. That guest? Ryan Blair. Leticia dug deeper. Ryan had purchased a domain name, too, weeks prior, reputationcheck360.com. The domain wasn't even active, but it was bought with a real email, rblairstrategyigmail.com. Now, Mia had him. But confronting a liar in private does nothing. She wanted the world to see the truth. And that's when she decided she wouldn't just clear her name. She'd put him on trial. Chapter 2. The trial and the turning. The courtroom didn't smell like justice. It smelled like cold coffee, acrylic perfume, and the faint panic of people hoping not to be seen. Mia sat near the front, her back straight, dressed in a navy blue blazer and pearl earrings. Not to win sympathy, but to remind everyone she was still the woman they tried to erase. Ryan sat across from her in a tailored gray suit, perfectly composed. His lawyer, a smug middle-aged defense attorney named Charles Harlan, kept whispering in his ear. Mia didn't look at him, not once. Leticia Mendez was first to take the stand. Her voice was clinical, calm, relentless. She walked the jury through a forensic timeline like a surgeon tracing a scar. The altered compression ratios, the absence of a hotel watermark, the timing discrepancy between the footage and actual guest logs, the unregistered Wi-Fi network the video was uploaded from, the domain purchased under Ryan's real name, tying the smear campaign to his digital fingerprints. Then came the actor. He was 24. Nervous, soft-spoken. He apologized to Mia in open court. I didn't know it was her. He told me it was for a prank reel. I never thought he'd twist it like that. Mia watched from behind her lawyer's table, arms locked, jaw tight. She hadn't cried since the day Jordan left without a word. She wouldn't now. Next came the tech expert who reviewed the metadata from the original surveillance file. It had been altered not once, but twice, compressed, trimmed, and re-exported. Using Adobe Premiere on a machine with a registered license matching Ryan's credit card. Ryan's lawyer objected, claimed it was circumstantial, claimed Ryan was being set up. But then Leticia revealed the final piece. A recorded phone call Ryan made to a hotel clerk, disguised using a VoIP number traced back to a server he paid for with Bitcoin. the clerk confirmed Ryan requested footage for a personal project involving rooms 804, claiming he had full consent from all parties. Ryan's voice was unmistakable. Game over. But trials aren't fairy tales. Mia wasn't expecting vindication. She was expecting proof, and she got it. Ryan Blair was found guilty of defamation with malicious intent, digital forgery, invasion of privacy, unlawful surveillance solicitation, sentenced 3 years in federal prison, 2 years probation, $180,000 in damages. The courtroom didn't erupt in applause, but Mia stood as the judge read the verdict, lifted her chin, and finally looked Ryan in the eyes. He blinked first. After the trial, news of the hoax went public, slowly. Some outlets ran updates. Woman in viral cheating clip was framed, ex-convicted. But the retractions never reached the original audience. The memes still floated. The TikTok still racked up likes. People still believed what they wanted to. That's when Mia made a decision. If the internet gave her a scar, she'd make it a brand. Her TEDx talk dropped exactly 6 months later. Title, I Never Cheated, But the Internet Believed I Did. The opening line was simple. My name is Mia Daniels. You think you know me, but you don't know anything at all. She showed the clip, then the full footage, then the forensic trail that proved the lie. And then she showed what happened afterward. The lost clients, the hate mail, the silence from her ex-fiancé, the jobs that never called back. She let the audience feel the weight of digital accusation. She let the truth land like a punch to the ribs. In an age of viral evidence, we've stopped asking questions. We've made outrage an instinct, and I lost my life to 12 seconds of footage that meant absolutely nothing. By the time she reached her final slide, a black screen with white letters reading, "What if it was you?" People were crying. The video reached 6.3 million views in its first month. Jordan watched the talk. He messaged her. "I didn't know. I should have asked. I'm sorry." Mia left the message unread. Closure wasn't a conversation. Closure was control. Mia launched a foundation 6 months later, Frameout, an advocacy group for victims of digital defamation, revenge porn, and manipulated media. They offered legal aid, forensic support, and public relations crisis defense. Letitia joined the board. So did the actor, now using his real name. He'd become a whistleblower for digital exploitation scams. Mia went on CNN, then The View, then got invited to write for Wired. She titled her first op-ed, "Cancel Culture Without Facts Isn't Justice, It's Bloodsport." She never used Ryan's name again. She didn't need to, but the scars stayed, the judgment in strangers' eyes, the occasional cheater comment on an old video, the Instagram DMs asking if she was the girl in the robe. And still, Jordan never asked to get back together. Not that it mattered, because this was never about redemption. It was about truth. And Mia had learned that in the age of curated feeds, deepfakes, and algorithm-fed mobs, reputation wasn't something you built. It was something you protected like a fortress. Because one lie, if edited well enough, could still destroy everything. And sometimes the only thing left to do is burn the lie down in public.